Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own, who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. So he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do, you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter." Peter said to him, "Never shall you wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should also do as I did to you."
When you hear the word success, what do you think of? Wealth? Power? How do you think God defines success? Micah 6, verse 8 says this, "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." And with Christ as our example, those of us who are believers should strive to be like him. In today's scripture passage, we see how Jesus served. He performed the task of the lowliest servant when he took off his outer garment and washed the dirty feet of his followers, the very followers he knew would abandon him when he was arrested. The next day, the Creator was crucified by people made in his image. In allowing this, he offered salvation to all, even those who nailed him to a cross. And Jesus asks that we follow his example of service. With the exception of Judas, his disciples obeyed. In fact, they all suffered because of their faith, many unto death. Though we likely won't endure what they did, ask the Lord how he's calling you to serve. In what ways do you spend your resources and time? And which topics dominate your thoughts and conversation? Service is a natural overflow of a relationship with Jesus. Ask him to foster a servant's attitude in your heart.